السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. One sister, she inquired, and she asked me a question. How you come up with these verses of Quran in a life experience? How you can have this verse in Quran and in a life experience you relate it to your life? How you can do that? My dear brother and sister in Islam, message I send you a few days ago about when I was walking and I see the complete contradiction and the opposite completely between the grave and how we deal with it. To the point you find a grave of a Muslim, of massive killing Muslim, and next to it is a cafe and people spending the time enjoying themselves. And even they forget, all this grave has a hurma. Hurma meaning is a certain major adab we have to do with that. And the adab to give salam to the people in the grave, make dua for them, make dua for ourselves, make dua for the ummah. And we should either cry or make ourselves cry or we walk down humble and humility because we are next. My dear brother and sister in Islam, the sister, she asked me the question, how you do that? To tell you the truth, may Allah forgive me. It's very simple, but very difficult. If you are in a state of Iman, a state of the Quran, you're really thinking about it, you're in a state of Dhikrullah, you're in a state of Akhirah, and remember who you are, where you're going, you have to have all this verses in Quran and ahadith pop in your heart and your head. But if you are in heedlessness, if you are in ghafla, and all you worry about it, how the building look like. Oh, look at the color. Look how the building, look how this, how that. You're not going anywhere. And the majority, believe it or not, in a severe heedlessness, but they're not aware about it. Because heedlessness, ghafla, the person in ghafla, he's not aware about it. By this way, the state of mind, the state of thinking, the state of desire is completely aware, dunya. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, is very simple. Simple if you belong to Allah, difficult if you not belong to Allah. By this way, if you belong to Allah, if your heart ready for Akhirah, if you have dhikrullah, this topic is easy. But if you do not have dhikrullah, Iman is not alive, you're not connected to Akhirah, and the reality of your heart is dunya, this topic will not work. By this way, either you are in a state of ghafla, heedlessness, or in a state of Iman. Is no three. It will never be three. And this will reflect over the eyes, the desire, what you're looking for, what you want to achieve, the whole thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from ghafla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from dunya and what is dunya all about. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us good ending. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Jannah insha'Allah and use us for sabilillah insha'Allah. I hope I answer your question, my dear sister in Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And by the way, reflect about that with family, with children, husband and wife, you name it. Because the reality of our heart will reflect in our tongue, in our eyes, in our thinking, in our thought, in our desire, and keep going. And you remember one of the most dangerous verses in Quran, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. They forget Allah, Allah make them forget themselves. This is what happened. May Allah save us. May Allah save us from ourselves and the evil of ourselves and the shayateen of jinn and ins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from his anger. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread the rahmah over us, insha'Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.